Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Can I Get a Witness podcast. I'm so glad you're here with me as we continue our series called Rejoicing Through the Struggle.
You're tuned in to Can I Get a Witness podcast, where faith gets real, scripture stays front and center, and encouragement meets everyday life. We're diving deep into the Word, from spiritual warfare and forgiveness to social struggles and finding true freedom in Christ. No topic is off limits, and no believer walks alone. So lean in, get ready, and let's strengthen your walk and brighten your life. Right here on Can I Get a Witness with Keith Contreras.
Just to recap, we've already talked about joy in trials, peace in storms, and hope that anchors the soul. Today, we're going to lean into a truth that's both humbling and freeing. God's strength shows up best in our weakness. This episode is titled, Strength Made Perfect in Weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Now, let's be real. Most of us don't like weakness. We want to appear strong, capable, in control. The world teaches us to hide weakness, to mask our struggles, and to push through on our own strength. But Paul flips that idea on its head. He says, I will boast in my weakness. Why? Because weakness becomes the very place where God's power is revealed. Paul wrote these words after praying three times for God to remove what he called a thorn in the flesh. We don't know exactly what it was. Maybe a physical ailment, maybe a spiritual battle, but whatever it was, Paul felt it very deeply. He begged God to take it away. And God's answer wasn't what Paul expected. Instead of removing the weakness, God said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. That's not usually the answer we want. We'd rather God erase the problem, but instead he often chooses to display his power through it. Think of it like this. If we were strong enough on our own, we wouldn't lean on God. But weakness keeps us dependent. It keeps us humble. It keeps us running back to him. Here's what it means for us. Weakness is not failure. Don't confuse weakness with defeat. Weakness is simply the recognition that you don't have it all together. And that's okay, because you were never meant to. God's grace fills the gap. Where your strength runs out, his grace runs over. Grace is not just forgiveness. It's God's empowering presence that enables you to keep going when you feel like giving up. Power is perfected in surrender. Notice Paul didn't say he just accepted his weakness. He said he boasted in it. Why? Because every weakness became an opportunity for God's strength to be displayed. Let me give you an example. Think of a cracked clay jar. On its own, it looks fragile, maybe even useless. But when you put a light inside, the cracks are exactly where the light shines through. The jar's weakness becomes the very thing that makes the light visible. That's you and me, our cracks, our flaws, our struggles. They are all places where God's power shines brightest. So how do we live this out practically? Well, we got to stop pretending. Be honest with God. Be honest with him about where you're weak. Be honest with trusted people too. You don't have to have it all together. We've got to lean into grace daily. Instead of asking, how much strength do I have today? Start asking, Lord, how much grace are you giving me today? We've got to boast in God, not ourselves. When people see you endure with joy, give credit where it's due, point them to the one carrying you. Friend, weakness is not something to be ashamed of. It's an invitation for God's power to show up. Maybe today you feel weak, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But be encouraged. You are in the perfect position for God's strength to rest on you. This week, I want to challenge you. When you feel your weakness most, whisper this prayer. Lord, let your strength be made perfect in me. Watch how his grace meets you right there. Let's pray. Father, thank you that your grace is sufficient. Thank you that we don't have to be strong on our very own. For every weakness we carry, let it be a place where your strength shines through. Teach us to rest in your power and to trust that when we are weak, you are strong. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks again for joining me today on the Can I Get a Witness podcast. We're continuing in our series, Rejoicing Through the Struggle. Tomorrow, we'll wrap up with a very powerful story of Paul and Silas singing in the midnight hour. Until then, stay grounded, stay in the Word, and as always, let your light shine. Can I get a witness?
Thanks for listening in today. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out on God's best work for your life. Remember, the walk of faith is a journey, not a destination. And we're here to walk it with you through every season. For more inspiration and simple biblical truth, connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Keith Fintress Ministry. Until next time, keep walking strong and shining bright.